Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. The country's on fire. The world's on fire. Biden has ignited a brush fire that cannot go out. Sadly for our listeners in South Lake Tahoe is on fire. You know why South Lake Tahoe's on fire? And it's a monstrous conflagration. And 50,000 people are running for their lives. You know why? Because California is filled with morons. Because the California government, Newsom and company, spend all their money on illegal aliens and not enough money on fire suppression. Not enough money on fire tankers to stop the fires. Not enough money on whatever is necessary to clean the brush, to clear the brush that serves as fuel. They won't do it. The environmentally conscious morons will not clear the brush in California. So South Lake Tahoe is on fire. And as keeps happening all over this state, not all over the country, there's fires all over the country, but generally everyone doesn't run for their lives and entire towns don't burn to the ground, except in California. It's that bad in California. Not because of global warming. How could it be global warming? Global warming doesn't touch one state. The people of California are morons. The people they've elected are morons. And they just won't clear the brush, and they don't spend enough money. I was in Park City, Utah, right 2 weeks ago. I spent 10 days in Park City, Utah, as most of you know, finally taking a little vacation. And a massive fire started, one of the fastest moving anyone had ever seen, and it threatened the entire city of Park City. Not the specific area I was staying in, thank God, but a lot of Park City could have burned to the ground. And we were having lunch, my fiancée Cindy and I, with a great friend of hers who lives in Park City, a retired Air Force colonel, female Air Force colonel, and medical doctor. And she got a phone call, and she had to leave lunch and run for her life, get back to her house and rescue her dogs and her possessions and clear out of her house because the fire was coming. And she's lived there, I think, 25 years, the first time they've ever been threatened by fire. And so the whole Park City was under a massive fire threat with a fire the same size as South Lake Tahoe. It was huge. But Utah put it out, and nobody lost their home. And Cindy's friend, my fiancé's friend, is great. Everything's fine. Their dogs are fine. Their house is fine. In Utah, they don't spend all their money on illegal aliens, and they clear the brush. And that's why a massive fire was able to be put out, to be contained. In California, you can't contain it because they don't clean the brush, clear the brush. They're morons in California. The state is run by complete morons. In any case, let's talk about some news that's important. First of all, very quickly, because it's only a two-sentence email I got from a fan. Well done, Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Reading you loud and clear here in the United Kingdom. Keep going. We all rely on you for our freedom. Cheers, Phil, London, UK. So we've got listeners now from around the world. Thank you, Phil. From around the world, I've gotten things from Israel. I've gotten things from Scotland. I've gotten things from Ireland. I've gotten things from UK. Listeners around the world, thank you, all great people. Let me tell you what I really believe, and then I'll get into the fact that I think there's some things going right at the same time as there's a communist takeover of the United States. There are some things going right. We're winning some battles. It's all about my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which is about giving you the information to make millions of phone calls and hound these companies into submission. And it's happening every day. We're actually winning battles when we do that. My book's not out till September 16th. But we're going to start to win battles. We're going to start to win battles. So as an example, I don't have an article in front of me. I know for a fact General Flynn tweeted out that we won. So many people contacted Chase Bank. General Flynn's bank accounts were taken away from him. And his credit cards were taken away. His bank accounts closed, credit cards taken away from him. Chase said, we don't want your business anymore. Your business threatens to hurt our reputation, they said. Your business with us threatens to hurt our reputation. And they got so many complaints, Chase, because don't you think conservatives have accounts at Chase? You think it's only communist scumbags that have accounts at Chase? They got so many phone calls that so many people must have threatened to leave Chase forever that Chase backed down and gave him back his bank accounts and his credit cards. God bless General Flynn. Big victory for us. That's all about my book. That's what this book is going to do for you. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. You've now gotten your hands gold. This is how you go after these people. Right? It's happening all over this country. Good things are happening. As soon as people make phone calls, they could put them out of business. Here's a Florida diner that believes in my philosophy. They put a sign in front of the diner. If you voted for and continue to support and stand behind the worthless, inept, and corrupt administration currently inhabiting the White House that is complicit in the death, I got to pick up here because the article stops for a minute. Complicit in the death of our servicemen and women in Afghanistan, please take your business elsewhere. Angie Ugarte has owned the diner for 5 years, and she posted the sign Thursday after the suicide bombing that killed our American troops. And she intends to keep it up as long as Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. And I guarantee you, there's going to be liberals who say, I won't shop there anymore. We don't need your business. We don't need it anymore. We're done with you. We could all survive on just conservatives. I don't need welfare checks. I don't need people who have welfare checks. That's what your Democrats are, welfare checks. There's plenty of middle class and upper middle class and small business owners in this country that are Republican that can keep a diner or a restaurant open. We don't need your business. Screw you. It's all along the same lines. Conservatives have to fight back. We either hang together or we're all surely going to hang separately, as Ben Franklin said during the American Revolution. This is it. This is how we're going to beat them. We're going to make phone calls and just destroy the liberal woke companies, number one. And number two, like as an example here in Las Vegas. Let me make this very clear, and you could quote me loud and clear. Wayne Allyn says, if any restaurant dares to do a vaccine passport and puts a sign in their window that says, only vaccinated are allowed to eat here, I will shut them down and put them out of business. I will lead marches. You and I will show up, and 10,000 Wayne Root fans will shut their restaurant down. We will lock hands in civil disobedience, and not one customer will get through. And we'll do it day after day after day until they declare bankruptcy and close their doors. That's how you win the battle. It is time to take it to the enemy. But we're not doing it with guns. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not encouraging you to kill anybody. This is all about Martin Luther King-like civil disobedience. When a company screws with us, my new book will make sure thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of conservatives contact them and put them out of business. Bring them to their knees. And if you think you're going to stop unvaccinated people from eating out in a restaurant in my town, Las Vegas, I will shut you down. Mark my words, no restaurant that tries it will ever stay in business. That's the game we're going to play. Two can play at that game. It's going to be protesting. It's going to be boycotts. It's going to be arms locked in civil disobedience. Promise you. Another big victory, by the way, Alan West, who was on my show last week, and I purposely chose not to ask him about his wife who was arrested for DWI because I knew he said that she did not drink. It was a complete setup by the governor of Texas, who's a rhino, Abbott, who's done some great things lately only because he's in a primary against Alan West, and he's scared to death that Alan's going to beat him. So, therefore, he made sure police followed his wife, Alan West's wife, and arrested her for DWI when she never drank. But I didn't ask him because I just didn't want to get into an embarrassing issue like that. I wanted the facts to speak for themselves. Now they have. Texas gubernatorial candidate Alan West delivered good news today. The toxicology report filed following his wife Angela's arrest for DWI demonstrates her blood was completely clean, no trace of alcohol or drugs in her system, and all charges have now been dropped. West demonstrated his wife had not been drinking, a fact backed up by her quick release. The arrest of Dr. Angela West has been proven unwarranted and baseless beyond a shadow of a doubt, it says in Alan West's press release. Her good name being dragged through the mud, as well as the trauma of spending the night in a Dallas County jail, completely unnecessary and avoidable. An apology is owed to her and her grandson by the Dallas Police Department. I guarantee you what he believes is this was harassment by the governor, who's a Republican governor who's done great things lately because he's scared to death he's going to lose in the primary. In any case, thank God, good story. And speculation was drawn that it was a political hit job. But West has not said those words. He's called for an apology and continues to back the blue, despite the poor treatment his wife received from Dallas law enforcement officers. Folks, we are under total attack by scumbags whose goal is to make government bigger and bigger. And anybody who gets in the way, they try and take them on. And Wayne Root says, you bring it on. We're going to win this battle. You're going to lose at this one, baby, because I got millions behind me. Millions and millions. 80 million Trump conservatives have got to be harnessed to put every liberal business out of business. We shall return. I'll be right back. As Douglas MacArthur once said, we shall return here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. The Roots, the Roots, the Roots on fire.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's the
volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior's with you. I mentioned in the open of the show my new book. I want to mention it again. It comes out September 16th. It is now available pre-sale at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. This is how we win the battle. We're going to protest. We're going to boycott. We're going to lock arms. We're going to stop these companies. We're going to put an end to this. Not going to allow it anymore. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book is, in my opinion, the centerpiece of the battle. I went out and found for you by spending thousands of dollars with telemarketers who called all these companies hundreds of times until they managed to get through. And they managed to get the name of their CEO, the name of their board of directors, the phone number, the email address, and the physical address to send letters. And I'm providing you with all this information. I'm putting the kingdom in your hand, man. You know, the keys to the kingdom in your hand. If they go woke, we will make them go broke. The Great American, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's available right now, and I just happen to have an email during the break. Shan, a fan of the show, S-H-A-N, Shan, said, I have ordered 10 of your books, and I have people that I will mail them to that cannot wait to receive them. I'm going to the first Raider home game to protest their vaccine mandate, and I will be handing out informational pages with websites to visit for COVID information that refutes the mainstream media. Great job, Shan. This is what we need. This is what we're going to have in order to win this battle. We've got to just show them that we make up a large percentage of their audience. Don't you understand that? And that's what happened with General Flynn. Chase Bank does an about-face and apologizes for canceling his credit cards and closing his bank accounts. Chase Bank says it made an error. It made an error. You know what they originally said? We decided to close your credit cards because continuing the relationship creates possible reputational risk to our company. But we won because so many people freaked out and called them that we won. Don't you understand? That's the way to win the battle. Now, I told you the other day, a Chicago judge was overseeing a divorce case and child custody, and he gave the child to the father because the mother's unvaccinated. He actually said that. Chicago judge barred an unvaccinated mom from seeing her son. He got bombarded, and he reversed his decision. He reversed the decision. Judge James Shapiro has issued an order vacating portions of his prior order, now allowing Rebecca Furlitt to see her son again, according to Furlitt's attorney. She has not been able to see her son since August 10th. Shapiro, a Cook County judge. No, Shapiro's a scumbag, a piece of garbage. You got to go to their houses. Never hurt them. I don't preach violence. Just stand in front of their house by the thousands. When a judge takes a woman's child away because she's unvaccinated, surround the judge's house by the thousands and scream at him and lock hands and never let him get in or out ever again. He initially revoked her parenting time with her own son until she gets vaccinated. She doesn't want to get the vaccine due to previous adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm never getting the vaccine. No way I want it. No way I want it. Not going to happen. But Shapiro reversed his decision after the story gained traction in the media. I think there's been a lot of media outcry, the lawyer said. The divorce bar here in Illinois has been responding when they saw it on the news. Furlitt told Fox she was surprised by the judge's reversal, but my reaction is I'm grateful. We can win, but we're only going to win when we intimidate the enemy the same way they intimidate us. The same way they took that police officer, who I don't even like. I don't even like that police officer who held down George Floyd. Derek Chauvin. I don't even like him. I think what he did was wrong. I don't think it was murder in any way, shape, or form. And I think George Floyd was a bad guy. They had no right to give him what they gave him in prison. No right to convict him of murder. It wasn't murder. What he did was wrong. He should have been fired. But murder? No way. But the reason they made it a murder charge and the reason the jury went with it is because they all felt their lives were in danger. They'd be killed. They'd be burned to death. The courthouse would be burned out if they found the police officer innocent of murder charges. We need to put the same kind of pressure, except without the violence, on liberal judges and liberal juries and liberal companies. It's time for Martin Luther King-like civil disobedience. When we get back, I'm going to talk to you about George Soros. George Soros is, in my opinion, let me put it this way, Biden is the dummy, and George Soros is the ventriloquist. I'm answering the question I asked yesterday. Who's the ventriloquist that talks when Biden moves his lips? It's George Soros. More when we get back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's longest war has come to a close.
That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying the 20-year conflict has taken a deep toll on the United States. He praised the massive evacuation operation at the Kabul airport and said U.S. troops were tireless, fearless, and selfless. Austin speaking there as House Republicans are calling for a hearing regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who lost both legs in Afghanistan, says President Biden needs to explain why he didn't bring every American and interpreter home.
He said, we will get every American out. We will get everyone out. And then they backtracked on that and said, no, we're going to be intimidated by these terrorists at every step along the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Welcome back to the show. We've got Josh Manning with us, senior news editor. Discussion right here in the war room of Wayne Allen Root. Josh Manning, welcome to the show. How are you?
Wayne Allen Root, thank you for having me.
Josh, are you there?
Uh-oh.
There you go. Josh, you think we got you? Can we get you off of mute? All we heard was an O. He's real good at the mechanical stuff. He's as bad as me. Josh, are you there? Hello, Josh. All right. Phil here. Thanks a lot. I love when my board op says Phil here, like out of the blue. So I was talking about the problem is when you Phil and you start talking and you've got a good story, then you have to interrupt it to get the guy back again. You know, it's not so easy to Phil. You know what I mean? I'm going to start talking about, yeah, of course. So there's no point in filling. He's ready. All right, we got him. Josh, I'm going to scold you. What's the matter with you, man? Huh? You there? You know what? All right, so we're coming back later. I'm going to do my show right now. We'll come back in a while. I'm not going to stand here and start and stop and start and stop. You got to be kidding me. So let me get to the George Soros story, and I'll pick up Josh in a few minutes. So, look, I'm not a fan of George Soros. I believe George Soros is a communist scumbag. It's not even I believe. George Soros is clearly a communist scumbag out to hurt this country, and he's a Jew like me, except he turned in Jews to the Nazis. He's a rat think traitor Jew who took the side of the Nazis in World War II. Am I saying that as an opinion? No, actually, it's only my opinion based on what he said on 60 Minutes 20 years ago. He admitted doing just that. So he's a bad, bad guy, a traitor to his own people. And he is the guy that keeps backing with huge sums of money all the DAs that are destroying the United States of America, all the district attorneys that have ruined San Francisco and St. Louis and Los Angeles and Boston, Dallas, you name the town, and Soros has given huge sums of money to elect the DA that says any crime you commit, you walk right out. And if it's under $900, you can steal whatever you want, and you get a ticket, and we never see you again. He's destroying city after city. This is how they destroyed the United States. And he just gave $500,000 to help Gavin Newsom fight the California recall. So now he's given a total of $1 million to fight the recall. And I bring all this up because I'm telling you, with God as my witness, my gut is, you know who he supported big time at one point? Kamala Harris. And that's probably why Biden picked her out of the blue, even though she got 0% of the vote in the California, in the Democrat presidential primary. 0%. Nobody liked Kamala. No black Democrat liked Kamala. Yet she was chosen to be VP. Why? No one could ever figure out why Joe Biden chose her to be VP. And then they stole the election with a ticket with a moron, brain-dead sock puppet with dementia in the lead and a woman who slept her way to the top that nobody likes and no one respects as number two that got zero votes. And no one could figure out how she got the call to be VP. And my great friend, who is a former Colonel Joe in the United States Army, Colonel Joe, retired now, pointed out to me that she got huge funding from George Soros, the same guy who's trying to destroy this country. So George Soros has now installed a puppet vice president to be first in line to the presidency for the puppet president. And I've always said that when the dummy speaks, Joe Biden, whose mouth is moving, you know, his mouth's moving, but who's talking? It's got to be George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party and Barack Obama. I've said this for months. And so now it all makes sense because he supported Kamala Harris. So now Kamala Harris will move, ascend to the presidency when they decide that Joe Biden is no longer of use to them. And he's a laughingstock and his poll numbers are so low. Nobody likes Joe Biden. Everyone believes the brain-dead sock puppet. Everybody believes Joe Biden's incapable of being president, incompetent, and they will replace him and they will put George Soros' hand-picked person in as president of the United States, Kamala Harris. And she will be controlled with George Soros' hand up her butt. She'll be controlled by George Soros. This is the scam going on in the United States of America. I just wanted to get my two cents in there. Now we'll get back to Josh Manning. Josh, do we finally have you?
Wayne, you got me. How are you?
So, listen, I am pathetic when it comes to anything high-tech, low-tech, tech, you name it. I can't do it without my teenage boys showing me how to do it. I guess you're the same thing. We had you on the line, and then you were just gone. Wait, what's going on? You muted yourself? What's going on here?
No, I felt like I was on one of the old Verizon commercials. Can you hear me now? I can hear you fine, but you guys couldn't hear me. And all I can figure is big tech didn't like what we were talking about.
There we go. So it's either that or Josh is covering up for his complete incompetence just like me. Just like me.
No, not true. Not true. I build my own computers, Wayne. I promise.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that's not a true narrative. Okay, got it.
I'm
the only incompetent one on this phone call, but I promise you only Chris was at the controls, not me. So it had nothing to do with me. It's got to be Chris's fault. Let's throw him under the bus.
Oh, we blame Chris. We should blame Chris entirely. That's
throw
very
Chris
plausible.
Under the bus. All right. So, Josh Manning, you have a story in Western Journal today about an Afghan-American filmmaker's chilling Taliban story to let people know what kind of group just defeated the United States in a matter of days and is laughing at us and mocking us and what's probably going to happen to all the people of Afghanistan under the rule of this terrorist group. Tell everyone this story. They got to hear this.
Yeah, this story absolutely exploded on us today, Wayne. I thought the story would do well, but it went very viral for us. And essentially what happened is there was an Afghan woman who escaped Afghanistan to the United States when the Soviets invaded. So this is, you know, years and years and years ago, this decades ago. She escaped here. She was inspired by Reagan, and she began wanting to try to free the people of Afghanistan, not just from the Soviets, but to free them from the Taliban, to free them from Islamic radicals. So what she did is she decided she was going to become a filmmaker. So she went to Afghanistan. She was setting up a film, and she was sitting in a hotel lobby. She saw a beautiful woman walk by who was an actress, and she said she was commenting on how pretty she was. And it turns out they hit it off, and the actress said she would be happy to be in her film about the Taliban. She said, "I'm not afraid of them." They exchanged numbers. They were going to stay in touch over the next year as they're putting production together. Well, during that year, the Afghanistan actress, she went dark. She didn't talk anymore. About a year later, the producer went back. She found the woman, and she said, "What in the world happened to you? You stopped talking to me." And she said, "Well, I wanted to appear in your film, but honestly, I'm terrified to do it now. The Taliban found out what I was doing. They kidnapped me, and I kid you not, Wayne, and they chopped my feet off." They chopped her feet off. Now, Wayne, you're right. These are the people we were fleeing from. These were 7th century barbarians. But it's not just they're the people we fled from. These are the people who are now technically our allies. They're Joe Biden's allies in the region. He has allied himself with people who rape, pillage, and plunder innocent women, chop their feet off, chop heads off. This is hard. This is a low point for America. Have we ever had a lower point? Has it ever been worse than this?
No, Jimmy Carter was close, but this is the worst. This beats Jimmy Carter. It's very bad, and it's not because of Afghanistan. It's because of Afghanistan and the border and a president who mumbles and stumbles and bumbles and clearly has dementia. Jimmy Carter actually was a bright, intellectual thinking guy. He was just, you know, as most intellectuals are, way too smart for his own good, book smart only, and therefore a liberal, trending towards radical, you know, a socialism. But nothing like this. Now we've got a man with dementia who should be in an assisted living home running the presidency of the United States of America, and what just happened in Afghanistan was an abomination. So it's never been this low. It's horrible.
You know, Wayne, we used to have the saying that they might be sort of a son of a gun, but they're at least our son of a gun. But we have never been linked up with anyone as bad and as evil as this. Not that I can recall. I mean, these guys are absolute barbarians. They destroy women's genitals. They behead people. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. They want to exterminate Jews. And Biden is in bed with them. We were asking them to help protect our troops. How pathetic are we at this point? This is humiliating.
Yeah, it's pathetic. And my question is, when are the American people going to rise up and do something about it? That's the real question, because there's millions of people who are ex-military in this country and millions of people with guns who are conservative patriots, and all of them at some point are going to say, I've had enough. They're taking our lives away. Soon they're going to come door to door and take our guns away if you're unvaccinated. That's the next step. I see that coming very soon. And it's really going to be time to do something. We better figure it out fast. But I'm not recommending violence. I'm recommending Martin Luther King's version of civil disobedience. We've all got to protest and boycott and bring them all to their knees, because without our money, they've got nothing. Without our taxes, they've got nothing. If we were to hold income taxes, sales taxes, and property taxes, I promise you that every company would go out of business, every government would go out of business, local governments, county governments, federal government would all go out of business, the companies would go out, they'd all be out of business. We'd have Freedom Fridays where we spend no money, no conservative spends any money at all on a Friday to show them what will happen if we decide not to spend money, period. And so maybe we'll have unvaccinated Fridays. If the unvaccinated spend no money at any restaurant, bar, nightclub, shopping center, department store, or supermarket, guess what? You're all going to be empty on Fridays. It's time to show them what we mean to this country. We're the ones who spend all the money. Josh, don't go anywhere. We got off to a late start. We'll have you in the next segment. Don't sit right there. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, Western Journal.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The show comes to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do on the show every day. George Washington said it. And John Wick repeated it in the famous movie, John Wick Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. If you want peace, prepare for war. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Let's go to war. This segment sponsored by Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. Regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. They supercharge their energy. They boost their immune system. You will look and feel years younger. It is simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November. I started out in the first 88 days losing 25 pounds of inner body fat and gaining 10 pounds of muscle and 7 pounds of hydration. And I even took my shirt off and posed making muscles like a bodybuilder for social media, and the response was unbelievable. I thought that perhaps I'd get a lot of negative comments. Gosh, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I'm posing like Superman. And I got nothing but positive, like, oh, my God, how can you look like that at 60? That's unbelievable. And a lot of those people signed up with Energized Health, and I get emails every day thanking me for it. Don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass when you get to EnergizedHealth.com. The red button, watch the masterclass. Check it out. It's free to watch. Or cut to the chase and join right now. Get 40% off when you mention Wayne Allen Root. 888-444-8895. 888 toll-free 444-8895. Toll-free call and you get 40% off. When you mention war, go to EnergizedHealth.com. All right, we continue with Josh Manning, senior news editor at Western Journal, with today's most popular stories. Is it true that Nancy Pelosi yesterday blocked the reading of the names of the 13 military men and women who died in Afghanistan?
Well, it depends on how cynical you are, Wayne, because it was actually not, now, they say nothing happens that Pelosi doesn't okay. So this may be completely related to Pelosi. But essentially this was Representative, I believe her name is Dingell, and what had happened is the Republicans gathered on the House floor and they were going to introduce a bill to demand accountability from Biden over his handling of the withdrawal from Iraq. And the GOP contingent, they got out there, it included some veterans, and they say the House leadership refused to recognize their attempt to read the names of the 13 service members who were killed in an ISIS-K suicide bomb attack outside the Kabul airport. That was in the final days of the evacuation. Now, what they said is, we gaveled in, had a prayer, said the Pledge of Allegiance, took a moment of silence, and pretty much all Republican veterans then asked to be recognized to read names and bring up Afghanistan legislation. They, meaning the Democrats, didn't acknowledge us and just closed the House down. That's from Florida Representative Brian Mast, who's himself a combat veteran. He was wounded in Afghanistan.
Well, he lost both his legs, by the way. I know him. I've met him. He's got two artificial legs. So he's not just wounded.
He's an amazing man.
He had both his legs amputated. And by the way, after, this is the story that he told me, after he had both his legs amputated, he joined the Israeli army. The first guy in history to join the Israeli army without legs and fought for Israel as well as the United States of America. And to my knowledge, he's not Jewish. He's an evangelical Christian, and he just loves Israel. What an amazing human being.
In contrast that against someone like, this was Democrat, I found her name, Democrat Rep. Debbie Dingell of Michigan. And Michiganders are as patriotic as the rest of us. I cannot imagine that they're going to be pleased with what Representative Dingell did. But Wayne, I mean, this looks so bad for the Democrat. It looks so bad. They don't even want a moment of silence or to read, to read the names of these brave men and women who died for the country. They don't want any part of it. Talk about cowardice.
Josh, it looks bad only to us who are conservatives that hear about it on Wayne Root's radio show. And, you know, if you're listening to Dan Bongino, you're listening to Ben Shapiro, you're listening to Sean Hannity, you might Mark Levin, you might hear about it. But if you're not listening to those shows, you're an average American, you go to work every day, you don't even know about it because the media, mainstream media, will not cover it. There was, I guarantee you, I don't watch it anymore, but if you watched the evening news last night on ABC, NBC, or CBS, there was no mention that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party blocked the reading of the names. So the average person never gets this. And you know, to me, it's a tragedy that the media is this bad and they're keeping us from winning elections because of this.
That's why you're out there on the air. That's why we're out there on the internet. That's why Ben Shapiro does what he does. That we are fighting the good fight, and folks have got to stick with us. And remember, big tech is trying to crush all of us.
They are, and I was about to say the Taliban. I meant to say Twitter, but that was an interesting wordplay.
Same thing.
Twitter,
same
meaning, i.e. the Taliban, banned me for life for mentioning a stolen election. And by the way, it wasn't even over the mention of a stolen election. It was because I knew they were after me for mentioning a stolen election, I just said, look at this video of trucks arriving in the middle of the night at the Cabo Center in Detroit where they count the votes.
Yeah.
And watch the video. They're bringing out fake ballots, and the truck is from the city clerk of Detroit. They're stealing the election. Of course they are. And I got banned for life for that. So it's a crazy situation. Josh Manning, we got to run. WesternJournal.com. Great website. Great having you on, Josh. WesternJournal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Senior Choice Plans.